No, I don't, and they're not my figures. They're, of course, figures coming from industry experts who are EPA-approved soil assessors, and there are a number of those individuals who are based in this county who have given their professional opinion, and I'm only echoing that professional opinion. I think it's outright disgraceful the manner in which the Minister for the Environment, Phil Hogan, is progressing with the septic tank issue. There are hundreds and thousands of people across Donegal scared and unable to meet those charges, and I'm going to put it up to the government today, together with my Fianna Fáil colleagues in Shannadairn, to request an emergency debate in the Shannad, and let's put it up to the Fine Gael and Labour senators to see if they will support such a request, to have the Minister for the Environment come into the chamber before midnight tonight to discuss this issue.
Is this not posturing, though? In reality, Fine Gael and Labour will not want this discussed in the Shannad, and you will not get your emergency debate.
Well, we sought the discussion previously, Greg, and both Fine Gael and Labour senators voted against having a debate. We're now putting it up to them again to provide an opportunity to discuss this issue and for the Minister to listen to a reasoned opinion. Take, for example, the implementation of septic tank issues in the north of Ireland or in Scotland. There's no charges, there's no registration charges, there's no recurring costs on individual householders. It's the same European Commission that's implementing the European guidelines, but yet Minister Hogan appears to be of the view that he should use this as a stealth charge method of collecting money.
So you believe that these charges, this whole scheme, has nothing to do with being in line with European law, that this is a way of gathering revenue? That's your belief?
That's my belief. I believe it's a revenue-generating exercise because if you take in the north of Ireland or in Scotland, where Europe would have similar jurisdiction, it's a totally different manner in which that this issue has been dealt with, and the European Commission are quite satisfied that both those jurisdictions are complying with the directive, the same directive that applies to this country.